people of Earth. Yes, even you, Luxembourg. Look how big you've gotten. I can remember when you were just one of the 17 provinces of the Habsburg Netherlands. And even though you're still the most adorable sprig of parsley in the crowded entree that is Western Europe, even you should know the following podcast is not real. It's as illusory as Luxembourg's influence on parts of the world beyond, oh, let's say, Belgium. And even Belgium's like, oh, them? Yeah, not sure what they're up to. We don't talk much anymore. But inconsequential castle-strewn fiefdom or otherwise, we can all sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. And if you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. Over 8 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to record a podcast as we prepare to host the Wizard's Choice Awards in Nibblebottom, coming in an undisclosed time in the near future. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt's up with that. Or should I say, Chunt's up with fat-free dressing. Ah, boy. I'm still workshopping menu items for loose ends. Arnie, remember my bar that I... is now my life dream from last week.
It's all you've been talking about all week since that happened.
Yes.
Literally, and I just want to say,
yes.
To your listeners, if you're hearing, we are on the road right now. We've been on the road for days.
Again.
And you won't stop talking about your bar back in Nibblebottom.
Well, we know it's going to have loose stools, because that's because people like to get a little cozy at the bar when they saddle up a little bit. Maybe they're saddles. I did some research the other day, Arnie. I went to this bar. It was called Bar N Owl. So it was a bar, I think an apostrophe N and then owl. Went inside, it was basically a barn, and there's nothing but owls inside, and there's no booze, no food, nowhere to sit. You know what? There was no apostrophe. It just said barn owls.
I think did you just go into a barn?
I think I went to somebody's house.
No. Did you take anything?
No. I took notes, because I was trying to do research for loose ends.
So they had some notes lying around that you took?
Yes, I took their notes. It was mostly shopping lists, I believe, and also some family trees. I chopped down the family tree. This sounds bad. Do we have editing capability still, Arnie?
Edit the podcast, you mean? We can edit reality. We can't undo your mistakes.
Oh, so that only works for audio.
And even that, not really.
Ew.
Look, if that were the case, there wouldn't be 400 episodes so far, more or less. We need to edit that because it's not 400 yet.
Either one of you want some of this egg jerky?
What?
It's a nice road snack. Egg jerky. I just dried out eggs.
Oh, I'll try some.
There you go.
Dried out eggs?
Yeah, egg jerky. Do you want some or not?
Chewy.
I don't want your salmonella sticks.
Just take it. I'm going to be back here for a while, just relaxing, taking a nap.
So, Arnie and Usador, if you go to a bar, you walk in the door, or you push open the saloon doors, or you go down the little trap door, whatever the entry point is.
You don't even know the entry place to your bar?
Well, I thought about it being two big cheeks. And the entry point, of course, is either of two little butthole doors.
Yeah.
Into loose ends. And, I did a soft launch, and a lot of people aren't digging that. So I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. What do you want to see in your Fantasy of Fantasies bar?
Probably like a piece of fudge or something.
Delicious,
decadent piece of fudge.
Yeah, big piece of fudge. Wrote that down. So loose ends, walk into a butthole, big piece of fudge. Now, is the fudge kind
of... I'm gonna be honest.
You can buy fudge when you walk in, or the fudge is coming out the door a little bit? Like, is there a table that kind of leads out front of the door with fudge?
Oh, there should be some fudge sticking out of the door so you know where to go get
it. To entice you in. Arnie, what were you saying?
I was going to say, what I want from this place is nothing I've heard so far. I would say my only ideas are none of these things.
Well, then I have a bar for you, Arnie. It's called Bar and Owls.
Now, often fudge has nuts on it. But you could try doing other things like, I don't know, corn.
That's Usador the Fudge Blue.
That's Chunt the Fudge Shifter.
I'm going to jump
and
out of this wagon.
And we're getting nuts. Arnie, no. Don't jump out of the wagon.
We've just been on the road too long.
Well, I'll tell you what's driving me nuts on this wagon is the stagecoach.
Did someone say my name? Sightlines, everyone. Sightlines. The curtain opens in five.
He keeps telling me to cheat out. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
If you can see the wilderness can see you. Everyone? Everyone remember their lines?
No.
What I get confused about is coach left my left?
Yeah, why would it be any other left?
I don't know, but it seems to keep saying it the other way that I think it should be.
It's so confusing, I think.
Very confusing.
Should we push him off the wagon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll just do it. So long.
He flew so hard
and so silently.
Well,
there were sounds, but he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything when he was being pushed.
I think if you get yeeted that hard, I think you're just stunned. Remind me, I've been so busy in my little bar world. Why are we on the road again?
Oh, the Wizard's Choice Awards are coming, just as Arnie had mentioned before.
Yes, I
couldn't be more excited. There's going to be so many magical items. Items that spell on your certain doom. Items that will create delight unlike those you have e'er seen. Items that could create rainbows taller than 1,000 rainbows stacked on top of another. And all we need to do
rainbows
is prepare. Make sure everyone is safe. So we're going to Fingaria, where we're going to get a little security. We're gonna find some big, beefy men and women and non-binary folks and have them come back and be our great protectors during the Wizard's Choice Awards. It's going to be the most elaborate, unnecessary, over-the-top, obnoxious, unbelievable event of the year.
Wow. How about this? Why don't we just ask all the wizards to not bring their items?
Duh, Arnie.
Like, why so many items?
Then what would they do on the purple carpet?
Boulder?
Boulder?
No, sorry. There's a big boulder up ahead. Do we see this? Should we stop?
I wouldn't bring a boulder.
Stop the cart.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. You're saying there's a big boulder up there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get out of this and yell at the boulder and see if that helps.
Hold on. I love rocks. Let me talk to it first.
Okay.
Pardon me, Boulder. Hello? Hello, I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Lights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trakas. The elves know me as Fian Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstengis.
Boulder,
and I know
Boulder.
The Northeast.
Say Boulder.
Oh, yeah, okay. Can you move out of our way, please?
Usador, I know who you are, bro.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wait, there's someone pushing this boulder. Is that...
Ta-da!
Krom!
It's me! It's Krom! What fortuitous circumstances these are, for we were coming to search you out specifically to help us gather a party of strong and powerful Fingarians to help us in a great task.
Ah, well, you won't find a stronger, more powerful Fingarian than Krom.
Well,
you caught me on one of my boulder push workouts.
Oh, shit, Krom, it's so good to see you. And can I just say, I loved when you put your fist under your chin when you said, "It's me, it's Krom." There's just something about that that's just so charming.
Oh, thank you, Chunt, and it's great to see you, too.
A giant warrior who sometimes can fly into a berserker-like rage, you're very charming.
Well, I'd like to think I am. I've really been working on my personal brand since you last saw me, and part of that is developing a charm and charisma.
I see you actually have a sort of a crew neck sweater on. Is this like merch you have for your branding or?
Yeah. So you could see my logo here, the Alpha Fingarian lifestyle I've been promoting.
Guys, look. Let's just all agree not to comment on the fact it took him a long time to get the word logo out. But he got there.
It's a hard word. If you don't say it daily, it's a hard word.
Yeah, so you could see on the shirt and on the back, the information on the sizing is written on the tag.
Tag, yeah, tag.
Yeah, tag. Why? Guys, he got sizing. Easy. But
yeah,
tag,
and
really.
Alpha Fingarian rolled off the tongue. But tag and
it's
logo.
It's a nice boulder, too. It's a nice big boulder. Where'd you get this boulder at?
Oh, yeah. So this is part of my merch, too. I sell these boulders as well. Yeah, this one is a medium-sized boulder. But they come in large, extra large, super large, Very large.
So they don't even come in medium. So you're putting this one in the trash.
Yeah, this is as small as they get. But they're not small. They're only medium.
Oh, why don't you call this one small?
Because it's not small. Look at it.
It's a good point.
You got me there. You got me there.
It's not small. Well, yeah.
Wait. What the fuck? Wait a minute, Crom. Aren't you like the fucking king of Fingaria?
Oh no. That's in my past. I'm much more popular now. Working on my own brand, as I said, and becoming more of a what we would call an influencer in Foon.
Huh. And yeah,
you follow me on my YouTube, right? Follow me on YouTube?
I'm afraid I don't. What is that?
On Fingaria, there's a tube that runs underground. It starts in Fingaria and kind of goes in a U shape through Foon and then back up to Fingaria. And I shout into the tube.
And we're supposed to follow you around this tube?
No, you just listen to the things in the... I poked holes in the tube at different points in Foon, and you go up to a hole and you listen to what I'm shouting into the tube.
I get it. Smash that hole and subscribe.
Artie, that's it. That's the loose end slogan. I mean, that sounds... you said it's a U-shape, which sounds pretty simple, mm-mm. But in reality, when I think about this YouTube, it feels like it could get exhausting, overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. You mean like how loud I have to shout into it?
Yes, that, and it sounds like anything and everything could just fall into that tube.
Oh, easily, yeah. So I initially set it up, it was meant for just me to shout into the tube, but people have figured out that if there's a hole in the tube, they can shout into it too, so it gets pretty crowded in there.
When you go into the tube, can I ask how many people follow you in there? How many sort of followers you have into the tube?
I think I'm up to about 10 to 12,000 followers on
Whoa,
my...
Whoa, that's not bad. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it started with zero, so that's pretty good, actually.
I would hope so.
It's not like the boulder where you can skip over small. You got to start at zero.
Yes, exactly. And I've built up quite a good following, and I think it's still taking off. A lot of people are coming to see the merits of the Alpha Fingarian lifestyle.
What is the Alpha Fingarian lifestyle?
Great question. Anyone want some egg jerky?
Hey, you got egg jerky?
Yeah.
That's a great source of protein, Usador.
That's what I've been saying.
I love that. I got my own prot right here.
Oh, it's got your name on it, too.
Yeah, it's Crom's prot. It's porcupine and goat.
Oh,
prot. Yeah, that makes sense.
Here, I'll trade you some prot for some egg jerky.
There you go. Maybe I should put my name on the egg jerky.
Mm. Scott, there's just like a whole porcupine in that bag.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of good chewing sounds in this episode.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I like chewing dried up eggs.
Mm. Arnie, what were you saying before?
Oh, he was asking what an Alpha Fingarian lifestyle is, I think. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I almost never ask people about their lifestyle, but in this case, I'm interested.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Arnie. Well, there's 11 tenets to the Alpha Fingarian lifestyle, if you'd like to hear about them.
Arnie, didn't you say the first tenet was exhausting?
You know what?
And impenetrable?
Only if you're trying to understand it. Here's the thing about tenets. If you just enjoy that there's a bunch of stuff happening, just a bunch of words, then it's kind of cool.
Well, I think after two tenets, you're legally a landlord, which I'm not a big fan of. But I'm willing to listen to all 11 tenets, Crom, whenever you're ready.
All right, number one, eating entire animals.
Okay.
So... part of the Alpha Fingarian lifestyle is you use every part of the animal, and the way you use it is by eating it.
Okay, and just to be clear, these tenets will not be full sentences.
There will be ideas that we can expand on.
Okay, all right.
That's nice. You allow the listener to contribute. I like this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, eat the whole animal. I think we can manage that. I love a rooster's foot.
Yeah, but you can't stop at the foot. You need to eat the entire rooster and the feathers as well. Because the nutrients that are in the feathers, you know, there's a lot of people that say in the feathers is where you're going to get the most boost to your cognitive function.
Oh, He got there.
I heard that about rooster feathers or chicken feathers, but I'm willing to try anything.
Attaboy, Usador. Hey, see, you're already checking a box on number one on the Alpha Fingarian lifestyle. I'm going to get you a t-shirt.
Look at me go, Chunt. Oh, wow. I'm getting a t-shirt.
Whoa, you saw in a t-shirt? I'd like to see that. Oh, he's putting on the t-shirt. Whoa, okay. I saw it. Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Mm. Did you like it?
Oh, well, I'd probably say take off the robe first. It looks weird. It's kind of, his robe's bunching up underneath it. right?
Yeah, but I want to take my robe off and let you guys see all the etchings and carvings I've been doing into my skin.
I think it looks
that's
great.
Not to ask, but that's to ask. What's the next tenet?
Number two is punching things.
Okay.
So you can't be afraid to punch things. So this could be trees, people. I punched a lake once.
A lake?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
it's one of the tenets, Ani.
Yeah, it's one of the tenets. You know, you need to not be afraid to punch things. But I went in to get a drink of water from the lake, and I looked in, and this dude was staring right back at me, so I punched him in his face.
Oh, that's awesome. Arnie, go punch a lake.
Is there something that should prompt you to punch things? Should you just punch all things, or you just shouldn't be afraid to punch things?
If something makes you have feelings, you should not be afraid to punch it.
Great.
Oh, that's
great.
I don't
advice.
Know if this counts, but moments ago, Usador yeeted his stagecoach so hard he didn't have time to scream. Does that count?
He did what?
He yeeted it a stagecoach so hard. Uh-huh. And you should say, how hard did he
yeet? How hard did he
yeet? Yeet.
Yeah, you can punch him. That counts.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
So in these tenets, a push is as good as a punch.
We'll get to pushing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. So punching isn't just like a meant to be a stand-in for all kinds of like physical attacks.
No. So number three is kicking things.
Okay.
Mm. Ooh, Nathaniel Quinyarvin would thrive at that. Oh, can I not to
he had a whole dwell
on
cult.
Not to dwell on punching. I'm so short typically, as I'm just this tiny little badger. I usually have to punch up. Is that okay? Or should I be trying to punch down as well?
You know, either one is good in my opinion. You know, a lot of people will say that you're only supposed to punch up, but I don't think people realize that punching down, you can punch way harder. So I would say go for it.
Yeah. The targets are easier to hit.
Much easier to hit something below you.
Well, why don't we take a minute to see what's below us we could punch on, and we'll take a quick break and be right back with more of Crom's Tenets.
After that, not much solid ground.
And we're back. And man, I gotta say, I found some shrimp, some cactus shrimp. Punching those shrimps did not feel good. Punching down feels weird.
Are you sure you're doing it right? So you gotta make sure that all your fingers are together in a little ball.
Okay.
Or like a medium-sized ball.
Let me shape-shift my fingers into a medium-sized ball.
And make sure you really are putting all your weight into it when you punch down.
Sean, stop pretending this is the first time you've shapeshifted your hand in that way.
Well, usually it's beads.
Oh, for like a party?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
All right, Crom. What is the next? We are on tenet three, right?
Yeah, kicking.
Kicking things. So that's something you want to make sure you have the ability to do. Like, let's say I'm holding, you know, a drink in one hand and a sandwich in the other hand, and I want to punch something. Well, I can't really punch with a drink and a sandwich in my hand, so my next best move would be to kick it.
I see. Are these tenets in kind of order of importance then? So it's sort of like you're going to punch things, but if that's not available to you, you can kick things.
Yeah, I think so. But each tenet is important in its own way. So I don't want you to get stuck on going in not chronological, but numeric order.
Chromological?
Chromological order. Yeah, these are in chromological order.
Yeah, I would expect no less. Yeah.
So what if I'm holding a sandwich and a drink and I've got on really nice shoes?
Ooh.
That is a great question.
Knuckle sandwich?
Yeah, I would say don't be afraid to headbutt in that case. But now we're potentially adding a 12th tenet, which is okay.
Spoiler.
I've been adding tenets like every few weeks anyway, so I'm just going to add headbutting down now.
Oh, look at that.
So you, Usador, you made the 12th tenet.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're up to a dozen. I love it.
And what does the word dozen mean?
It's the same as 12.
Well, why wouldn't you just say 12?
In retrospect, I wish I had.
Right.
And Crom, before you go any further, I just want to say, look, I know that I may be subtly making fun of you for making mistakes that, honestly, I could make myself. But mostly, I just want to say, I love you, buddy. I'm so glad to see you. It's been too
so
long.
So great to see you, Crom.
Arnie, I feel the same way. You know, being with my bros is like one of my favorite things. You know, like, you guys are my bros, and I feel like I can only be myself around you, you know?
Oh, is that one of the tenets?
Yeah, actually, being with your bros is the 11th tenet, so we'll get there.
Okay. So it's important, but not nearly as important as punching things and kicking things.
Correct, yeah. So you definitely want to be with your bros, but mm-hmm. if someone was like, you can be with them, but I'm going to take away your ability to punch and kick, then I would say, mm-hmm. absolutely not. I need to be able to punch, need to be able
so
to kick.
So you're coming up with weekend plans, and you're like, can I punch things? Can I kick things? No. Can I do this? Nope. I guess I'm hanging out with my bros.
Exactly.
And speaking, before we move on from kicking, is it proper etiquette in the, what was it called? Chronological order. Is it proper to, before you kick something, say, can I kick it? And then wait for a yes, yes you can. And then maybe repeat yourself, can I kick it? Yes you can, that kind of thing. Just kind of asking for permission.
Yeah, I mean, I've said that plenty of times, especially among the Fingarian tribes around here. If they're on a quest, they would definitely, you know, ask, you know, can I kick it?
Yeah, if the whole tribe is on a quest. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely want to get Crom sent. Now,
how have we talked to Crom so many times and we've really not explored how much Crom's name fits so well in so many words?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Crom, I know you said you have, 10,000 followers?
Yes, but that number, I think, goes up every single day. So we could be at 11,000, 12,000, or 12,000 by now.
Now, how easy would it be for you to yell into the tube, the U-shaped tube, and have those followers... I assume they're all Fingarians, but I don't know. But some large number of them must be, who could come and be the security at the Wizard's Choice Awards coming up in an undetermined number of weeks. But pretty soon?
Usador, my followers would follow me anywhere. You need help with security at this award show? You got it.
Really? Oh, that easy? Wonderful, yeah. Yes. Well, Arnie... Turn the cart around and eat the jerky. We're heading home.
Okay, look, I'm all for heading home, but I just got to say, if we invite just a bunch of wild Fingarians to Nibblebottom, is that going to cause any of its own problems?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the rest of the tenets. What's the next one?
Well, the next one is pretty particular to Fingaria, so the fourth tenet is being cold.
Just be cold all the time.
Yeah, being cold, yeah.
Okay.
He knows the word particular, but not tag.
Look, he got there. It's just not on the tip of his tongue.
Okay.
So a clarifying question about this is it, are you encouraging people to stay cold or just like being cold is like fine? Just be fine with it.
Yeah, so being cold is, you can't be comfortable all the time, you know, if you want to be a true alpha Fingarian. You know, okay. If you're warm and cozy all the time, a little baby wrapped up, sitting by the fire at home, cozy little baby. You're not going to be an alpha Fingaria that way.
Yes. Can you, Crom? So say I want to do 5 and 11. Can I chill with my bros?
You mean like if you do two of?
Yeah. If I was being cold with my bros, I think that was 5 and 11.
No, 4. That's 4.
Four. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah. You could. If you're. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Chill with your bros. Yeah, that's good. 4 and 11.
that's all I wanted. Validation.
Yeah. 4, 11, chill with your bros. Yeah. If you need any more information on that, just let me know.
I really like to kick it when I'm chilling with my friends. So I think I'm more of a 3, 11 guy.
Oh, that's original. Crom original? Is that a Crom original? 3, 11?
Hey, you know I'm down with that.
Guys, I'm just going to be honest. I stopped paying attention for a minute, and soon as I started paying attention, people were talking about 3'11"?
Yeah, Arnie, yeah. What kind of guy are you? You a 5'11"? You a 3'11"?
Oh. Punch it in, Arnie. Punch it in. Punch it in, because we're going to kick it. Going to chill with my bros.
I'm starting to worry about being Alpha Fingarian.
Well, that brings up a great question. We still have to hear 5 through 10, so, you know, if there's something wildly problematic, I'm sure we'll discover it, and then... there will be no issue. We can then, you know, say to the followers, no, do not do this terrible tenet that Crom has created. But it's Crom. We love Crom.
We love Crom.
Yeah, it's all fine. It's Crom. All good.
Oh, he put the fist under his chin. It's Crom.
Cute. So adorable.
Look, Crom, I want to hear all these tenets. Mm-hmm. But I also, I'm a little bit of the audience surrogate here. You know, I like to voice the questions that I imagine the listeners are asking themselves right now at this mm-hmm. moment. And I just got to say, are any of these tenets fucking bears?
Oh, whoa. Arnie, I got to stop you there, bud. Okay. Gotta stop you there. Okay, you're talking about old Crom. This is before Crom discovered the Alpha Fungarian lifestyle.
I see.
Yeah, so I know that listeners may know, oh, Crom, that's the guy that, you know, fantasized about having sex with bears.
Mm-hmm. Fox yeah. bears, they say. Fox
married
bears.
A bear. Thing, yeah. You know, all that stuff. But that's old Crom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually decided that I didn't want to be that guy anymore. And I underwent some conversion therapy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to feel about that. But something I do know how to feel about, Arnie,
mm-hmm.
buddy, this is huge news. Oh, my goddesses, you're the audience surrogate? How far along are you?
I'm about 8 years.
A year?
Eight years.
Okay. 8 years? You've been a surrogate? Wow.
Yeah, for the audience.
I'm giving birth to an elephant, maybe. I don't know what's going on. Let's get through more of these tenants here, Crom.
Okay. Guess you guys didn't want to ask me about my conversion therapy very much.
I do, but I'm also terrified.
I understand. I guess, I understand.
I mean, am I correct in assuming that these tenants are like, I got to sit down and write up some things that are going to help me stop fantasizing about bears?
Well, I've seen a lot of, I mean, it's popping up around Nibblebottom, too. There's a lot of pastures, you know, where cows used to be and animals used to roam. But they're sort of like newer pastures or like youth pastures.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're using that property to try out some. It just seems, I don't want to touch it. Let's say that. I don't want to touch it.
And that's exactly where I got my treatment, was at one of these youth pastures. So you know about it, Chunt.
I've seen them. It used to be that their mud would make you youthful, and I think then they turned this into something entirely. It's all weird. It's all weird to me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just so you know, Crom doesn't like bears. Show me a picture of a bear. It won't bother me at all. No, I won't be feeling anything.
Oh, I have a drawing of a bear right here.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry. It's,
why do you have
not wearing
that?
Any clothes. Sometimes I draw bears.
Where did you even pull that from?
Come on.
What do you think? I have pockets, canonically.
Loose stools.
I am attracted to humans now.
Oh, can I get that back?
I am attracted to humans now.
Sorry, Crom. Can I? You grab that away from me pretty tight.
Just let
Yeah, I'll Trump throw the picture
that.
Out for you.
Oh okay.
No, nobody said anything about throwing it out. I want that picture. What are you doing?
No, I'll take it. I'll get rid of it for you. Don't worry about it.
Folds it up gently, puts in pocket. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it here in my pants hole. What's the thing that you...
He just said pocket.
I just heard him say pocket.
Just said pocket.
You don't know what I heard.
That's true. That's fair. That reminds me. What's the next tenant?
Now, the fifth tenant, digging holes.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, okay.
If you want to be an Alpha Fungarian, you need to know how to dig a hole.
Well, I mean, this whole episode feels like we might be doing that, so...
Especially with the youth pastors.
Okay, look, I gotta talk about these youth pastors a little bit more. I'm sure there's some great youth pastors. Maybe.
Some cool ones, yeah.
But I gotta say... They all talk about how you should be fucking bears, and then you turn around and there's all kinds of bears in those pastures. 9 times out of 10, right?
Yeah. No. You're right. You're right. And hey, just enjoy it. Just like if you want to love a bear, love a bear. Crom, it's fine if you want to love a bear.
Whoa! I've done a lot of work here on that. So
sorry, I'm not trying to influence you. I'm just saying, like, whatever people want to do, it's their business. It's their lives. As long as no one's being hurt and no one's being mauled by a bear. Everything's fine.
Oh, that's weird.
I do miss bears.
Interesting, because Crom, I'm looking over at your sort of collection of boulders over there, and looks like a bear in a bikini just kind of peeked out and then hid back behind the boulder.
Don't know how that bear got a bikini on.
So you do know the bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. That's Lucy. Yeah. I know her.
Huh.
But anyway, digging holes, back to digging holes.
Now, again, sort of like the being cold thing, is this like you need to dig a certain amount of holes every day? Or is it just like, don't be afraid to dig a hole when you need to, like, be lower than the surface of the planet?
Yeah, I think it's more the second one there. You just need, it's a skill everyone needs to have. Because having a hole can come in handy in so many situations. You need to be able to dig a good hole when you need it.
I keep saying that. So, Crom, I can dig it. Chill out. Punch it in. Let's kick it. We're bros.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So 5'11" would be digging it with your bros?
Digging it with your bros.
Or just
digging it and chill with your bros.
Yeah. I like it. It makes sense.
Real quick, before we take a break, shouldn't we hear number 6?
It's number 6. is stretching.
You gotta stretch.
You gotta stretch.
Gotta stretch. Especially after digging a hole or punching or kicking.
And look,
so important.
I know we gotta go to break, but also, you gotta stretch.
You gotta stretch it out. And we'll be right back after.
No, but you gotta. Look, we're going to break, but you look, just.
Arnie's trying to pull something.
Stretch before the thing or after the thing. It doesn't matter. Just as long as you get that stretch in.
And we are going to break.
Stretch before this break. You gotta get
out some stretching. Bring out some stretching.
But it's possible to stretch too much.
Ads.
Well, Arnie, if you don't like egg jerky, there must be something in here for you to eat. There's some rooster's feet.
Oh, I have some nut corns.
What else here?
There's a pickled fish face.
Oh, no. Crom, what do you got to eat? You got a bag of porcupine, that's right.
Yeah. Let's see. I got some leftovers. I went out to eat the other night.
Oh, what are the leftovers? Yeah.
This is looks like a raw steak that I got. You guys ever go to the Outboob Steak Tits?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I heard that correctly. What is this place?
Outboob Steak Tits.
Oh, it's like a themed restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Out boob steak tits.
Yeah.
Arnie, you say it. Scream it.
Out boob steak tits?
It's faster. You have to say it faster.
Out boob steak tits?
Nope.
Out boob steak tits.
Out boob steak tits.
Out boob steak tits. Okay, then of course that makes perfect sense.
Right, there you go.
So this is a raw, you know, a very rare, we should say, a very, very, very rare steak that got there. And you got to get their blooming
Bloomin' bosoms,
too.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Is this like a theme restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
I can never remember. Is it them that have the Bloomin' bosoms, or do they have the Brossom?
The Awesome Brossom?
Yes, that's it. I can't remember which one's which.
They have the Bloomin' bosoms.
Okay. Yes.
Well, then what place has the Awesome Brossom?
Could be Apple Boobs.
Could be Chitties. Or Chitties, too. I know one of those.
Anyway, the theme of this restaurant is that all of the wait staff are women.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that on these women, the size of the top half of their T-shirt is a full medium.
Wait, the top half of their T-shirt has a size?
The top half of their T-shirt.
Full medium, so they just ate?
I can't speak to their eating habits, but yeah.
I'm not sure he understands how T-shirts work. Well, I wouldn't overthink.
Well, I'm not going to buy any merch from him after hearing a comment like that.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get an out tits, boop tits, whatever it was.
There's three in Fingaria. I can, you know, you got to go.
Three?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have an olive titties? Sorry. I love titties is what I wanted to say.
Then you wanted to announce that?
Yeah, sometimes I just want to squeeze in a little thing. Just say my piece.
I get it. I do that all the time.
Is that? I was confused that one with Booby Tuesdays.
Oh, Booby Tuesdays is so good. And it's based on that song, Arnie. Did you know that?
No, what song?
I don't know the song. I just know it's based on the song. Mm.
Speaking of shirts, Yusuf, I feel like I got you the wrong size. Can I just look at the collar? The
information on the back
of the collar.
Tag. Yeah, go ahead.
Tag. This is the tag.
Oh yeah, I gotta get. I'm gonna get you another size up.
Tag. Okay.
You must have been working out. You got a little bulky under there.
Yeah. Let me get this. I get this off.
Yeah.
You can see under my robe now. You can see all these things I've been carving into my skin. All these sigils and signs.
I
don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I see. You've been working on your brand too.
Well, this is more of like a protective sigils I've been drawing all over my body to prepare for the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Oh, to protect your body?
Yeah. Shit's gonna get crazy.
Well, what about my body?
Oh, yeah. About my body?
Oh, yeah. We'll get you a hat or something.
Arnie, the way he said, oh, yeah, real high makes me think he hasn't thought about us at all.
You'll be safe. I mean, as long as we have, me and the other 10,000 Fingarians there, I'm sure that we'll be able to keep things under control.
Oh. Yeah. I think everything will be fine. Crom,
mm-hmm.
Can I just talk to you over here for a second?
Yeah.
I think Arnie and Chump think they're coming to the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Oh, but are they wizards?
No, clearly not.
Oh, then they wouldn't be invited at all.
Right.
Arnie,
yeah?
I can't tell what they're whispering about, but I'm pretty sure I heard Wizard Choice Awards again. I'm going to try something. 3, 2, 1, skip ad. Skip. He keeps advertising for the Wizard Choice Awards. I just want to try and skip. He's talking about it again. I can't.
You can't do that in real life. It's just in the podcast.
Let me flag this here. I have a flag in my pocket. Hello. Let me wave this flag. Hello.
Oh, look. A flag.
Stop whispering over there.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. My apologies. Yeah, you could come, probably.
Hmm. Yeah, you could, we'll have to work it out with security, where you'll be able to stand or sit.
Sure.
Exactly.
Krom, can I ask, what kind of relationship do you have with these tube followers?
One way. I just talk into the tube.
Uh-huh.
And, I know that they're listening. Sometimes they'll, tap on the tube. That's how I know that they're there. But really, it's just me talking to them, and they hear the things that I'm saying.
If you ever get sick of hearing somebody tap on the tube, do not go see the Blue Men. All they do is tap on the tube. It gets, it is sensory overload. Okay, so you have this sort of Krom-unity of followers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever give, like, Krom-union?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Sometimes I'll pour things down the tube, if that's what you mean. Like, I'll pour blood down the tube, and they can drink it out of the holes in the tube.
Huh.
Yeah, it's not my blood.
No.
Yeah, it's an animal's blood, and a little bit of it is my blood, actually.
Well, you're using all the animal. That's smart. That's, I think, tenet number one.
Exactly. Yeah, Chud, you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're on your way to a T-shirt, my friend.
Oh, ooh,
guys, should we consider something like this for the Patreon, where fluids come with the content?
Well, I actually kind of want to do an out boob steak tits Patreon. Maybe just, I don't know, have what's up there.
I feel like the last time we talked about this in an episode, then we actually did have to do a Patreon episode of the thing.
It's a blessing and a curse. Oh, speaking of curses, you, sir, during the Wizard Choice Awards, will you be sort of live and casting spells? Can you live cast?
Sure, I can live cast. I can certainly do a lot of prep work too, and we could certainly have some well crafted spells. Assuming that all the pre production work can happen and all the components are assembled beforehand. I just want to make sure that, you know, everyone's being paid fairly and everyone has an opportunity to contribute to all those spells. And if you happen to watch me live cast, feel free to donate a little something to make sure that we can share
skip
that
ad,
around.
Skip ad. 3, 2, 1.
What?
Skip ad. Sorry, I'm just trying something.
Oh.
Krom, rest of the tenants, real quick.
Here we go.
As fast as you can.
Number 7, disagreeing for no reason.
What?
No.
Why?
No. You have to do it.
I won't.
If you want to be an Alpha Fingarian,
doesn't make sense.
You need to disagree. Chunt, Usador, listen to me. You need to disagree.
No, I'm not going to.
You can't tell me what I heard. I learned that from you. You don't know what I heard.
We learned it from watching you.
We learned it from watching you, Krom.
Chunt, here's your T-shirt. You earned it, buddy.
Yes.
Here's your T-shirt.
Nice job.
I think he's trying to get rid of these T-shirts.
And Arnie, here you go. You spilled a little something on your chin there. I think you just use this T-shirt.
That's
wipe
okay.
it off.
I'm okay, but thank you.
Number 8. Throwing things, okay?
Oh.
So you need to be able to throw things you don't like. Ooh. You want to throw them away from you as far as you can throw them.
Arnie, okay. Look, I'm over Ooh. Here.
Oh, Chunt, good job.
I hate my voice.
Is throwing your voice.
I thought you were hiding behind the boulder for a second, Chunt. That was very good.
No, that's the bear in the bikini.
Stop looking over there.
She keeps popping out of her bikini.
Now, you said eventually we were going to get to pushing. Is throwing just pushing without letting go?
Well, wait. Throwing is pushing with letting go, right? You push and let go.
No, sorry. Yes.
Sorry, I have to
pushing,
disagree.
Throwing without letting go.
Yes.
I have to disagree. Grabbing is reverse pushing.
Okay, so I might need to add a 13th tenet for grabbing.
Okay.
Okay. We had 8 was throwing things. 9 is pushing things.
Right.
Okay.
But now that I think about it, maybe 8 and 9 are reversed because it does feel like throwing is pushing.
Now this is starting to seem like tenet.
8, 9. 89.
Nice. Okay. Number 10, firm handshakes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Firm handshakes. Okay.
If you want to, again, be in living that Alpha Figurian lifestyle, be a confident masculine male, you need to have a firm handshake.
Hmm.
Let's see yours, Arnie. Let's see yours.
Sure, I guess so. Oh, God. Ow.
Arnie.
Just, you're huge.
First of all, how wet are your palms right now?
I mean, is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah. They're wet. They're very, very wet.
They're very wet. I guess I'm just kind of, this conversation is giving me a little bit of anxiety because I want to support you in whatever you've got going on, Crom, but some of this stuff seems, I don't know, is it making you happy?
Yeah, when I do all of these things, I feel...
He's looking at the bear.
Strong. I feel masculine and powerful, and therefore I must be happy.
Well, wait, no, those things don't necessarily track. Certainly those things might be part of being happy, but they aren't indicative of ensured happiness. Crom, are you happy right now?
Well, we're getting to 10 and 11. I'm happy because I'm being with my bros right now. Okay. I feel like,
that's number 11, right?
I feel...
Crom, you are kind of the biggest, toughest, most masculine person I've ever met. I don't understand why you feel like you need to pretend to be more of that than you just naturally are.
Look, when I was removed from my throne as the King of Fingaria, that was one of the most humiliating things I have ever suffered in my life.
And then you botched that sentence, too, on top of it. That doesn't help.
Doesn't know the word tag.
Well, Chunt knows your pain. He was once King of the Badgers.
Oh, yeah. That was a tough time.
Tough.
Tough being king or tough not being king?
Both. It's, when you are king, it feels like the crown weighs so heavy on your head. Well, that one was made out of pewter, so it was pretty hefty. And then when you're not king, it's tough to be like, oh, wait, I used to have some sort of responsibility and felt like I had a purpose in life, and now maybe that's gone the way of the dodo.
Well,
and once I got caught pooping standing up once, and I'm still a role model to hundreds of thousands of people on multiple worlds.
Very relatable.
Arnie, did you think of poop because I said dodo?
Wow. I pooping standing up sounds pretty Alpha Fingarian to me.
I think you found your 14.
14.
Yep.
Why are we adding to this list?
Well, I have to say, when I lost my crown up here in the brutal winters of Fingaria, well, then I was not king. I was not King Cold.
But were you a merry old soul?
Nay, I was not a merry old soul.
Oh, that
was not I.
That's unforgettable. I would not forget that.
But being with you guys, this is the first time anyone's really asked about my feelings in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I do care about your feelings, Crom, but there is one plot point I want to clarify here. Are you not the king because you lost your crown in the snow?
We can help you find it, man. Oh.
There's no way. I have looked everywhere for this crown. There's no way you're going to find it in the snow, all right?
Okay.
Unless you have some kind of metal finder.
A magnet.
A what?
A magnet.
Don't know. How do those work?
Well, add to your 15th, 10th, I guess, is magnets. How do those work?
You're saying fucking magnets. How do those work? You don't know. Also, I have a plot point as well. Crom, you said you're no longer laying down with bears. That bikini bear just popped out again, and she's holding up a sign that says, fuck now, ? You're fucking that bear.
All right. Yes, I'm fucking that bear. Is that
good
what you wanted
you.
Me to say?
Yes,
embrace it. That's fine.
It felt really good to say that out loud just now.
Good. We're glad.
I don't know if I'm ready to yell it on YouTube.
Sure.
But I feel comfortable saying it to you guys.
Well,
do you worry your followers wouldn't appreciate the real you?
I think, I want to really...
He's crying.
I feel like... It's so hard to be Crom.
Oh, you save this for the apology. Save this for the apology run when you run through the tube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that might be a good idea. It's just been hard being Crom, and I have a lot of expectations. The strongest man in all of Fingaria, and
it's okay.
I just feel like it's a lot to live up to. It's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I get it. I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and it's something I struggle with, too. Yeah.
You are? With that handshake?
It's not like... Being the greatest warrior is more than just handshake-based.
prove, eat some of this egg jerky. If you're the greatest warrior, you'll eat some of this egg jerky, and I want to really hear you chewing.
Our listeners wouldn't appreciate that, you know. In a way, wouldn't the greatest warrior spare people from hearing those sounds?
You would rescue them from those sounds, I see.
Prom, look, it's okay to have a list of intentions and things you want to do to work on bettering yourself. I just want you to be happy. I want to support you in whatever way we can. But can you also support us? Would you be willing to come to Nibble Bottom with us in joining our security team?
Absolutely. And is it okay if I bring just a few bears?
Of course. Yeah, that's fine.
Absolutely. Although, hey, look, yes. But also, should we ask how many? How many are we talking?
Yeah, how many is a few?
Well, we all know what a few is, right? It's like 60 or 70 bears.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's still fine, though. It seems like a lot. I wouldn't have said few, personally. Yeah. I would have said many.
But if it's a few good bears, then I think we can absolutely use them. Hey, look, there's actually more bears behind that boulder. Prom, some of those bears are, like, running around, and they'll, like, place their hand on one of the bears, and then it seems like the other bear is it, and that bear tries to sort of touch another bear. What are they doing? Do you know what that game's called?
Yeah, it's called Run and Touch the Bear.
Okay. You know what? Now that I look closer at this boulder, it's just a bunch of bears, like, rolled into a ball.
Yeah, it is a... It's a bear ball.
What a wonderful day this has been. Finally, the security force for our Wizard's Choice Awards has been procured. And I have only but one caveat for you, Crom. You can't punch down when you're at the security for the Wizard's Choice Award. You have to punch up because of all the fucking fire bats.
Great. And also, if I need to punch something that's too far down, I can just dig a hole, stand in the hole, and punch up at it.
There you go. Or just kick it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, bears, you can get out of that boulder shape now.
Oh, found it. Here's the crown. I found it. Crown.
Oh, was it inside the bear ball?
Yep. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Crom-believable.
I lost it. Crom-believable. No. Not a big ball of bears I've been fucking.
It's always the last place you look.
Let me be the first to say, if you haven't found yourself at the center of a bear ball, you're not in a position to understand any of Truman Capote's writing. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Check out Adol's new podcast, The Word Association, where he's found new people to interrupt wherever you find podcasts. Crom the Fingarian was played by Mark Frederick. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Curtis H., Marcus Little, Taylor Cousins, Alex First, Amy Cozy, Robert Tucker, Cam Drohan, Mark Napuli, Hans Magnus Victor Adelius Ludvigsen, may you never get anything monogrammed, Hans, George Ergot, Justin J. Bowen, Mike Lee, Jake Santhuff, and Ollie Lavoie Gendro. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. We just dropped the first episode of Season 2 of Shadow City, DM'd by Anthony Birch of Dungeons & Daddies. Can't stand the first, can't say no to the second. Enjoy this clip.
Before we reveal where we are, is it worth... Arnie, I think you're probably the tiniest of us. Is it worth having... reassemble the cougar's outfit to where you can pretend to be the new cougar, like you were, you know, you're his cousin or something?
You could absolutely do that.
Yeah, I could do that. I was thinking either I would do that or be dressed as a baby.
Well, now I gotta go baby.
Maybe fuck the cougar plan. Maybe who cares?
Maybe maybe Punches is the cougar.
What if you're baby cougar?
Baby cougar.
And that's a new thing. It's almost like sometimes isn't the Dalai Lama like a 4-year-old or something? And they all have to like wait around to be like, oh, well, let's wait to worship him or something.
That sounds right.
Look, in a comic book world, there's going to be a baby version of every hero.
There was Superboy.
Yeah. I'm Baby Cougar. And as I remember from last season, I have a lockpick.
You do?
That works if I can answer trivia questions. Correct. From the lock. So I believe while Ma is distracting the shop owner, I am trying to pick the lock from the back, like the back alley lock to get in the back of the place.
Where the truck just pulled up?
Where the truck just pulled up.
Arnie's MO is two things.
Fuck us.
Arnie's MO is two things. One, to use all his items immediately. Two, to try and go to jail.
So yeah, the truck pulls up and they see you. So they see you working on the lock instantly because you're not hiding. Uh-huh. Despite the fact that you were trying to use the cover of this parade to slink away, you managed to improv that, hey, there's an alley, so you're isolated and they can see just you picking the lock of this door. And,
so what you're saying is no one would notice anything happening at the front of the store.
Correct.
And I have picked the one place where people would clearly see what I'm doing, which is the back of the store.
Yeah, which is the back in an alley.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.